Hey, everybody. On episode 489 of the Android App Addicts podcast, we are backsliding from our intervention of the week before. We just couldn't stay away. Come join us. Hello, phone users. Welcome to Android App Addicts. This is episode number 489 of the oldest Android apps podcast in the world. My name is Eric Ardini, and also on the show today, we have Steve McLaughlin, door-to-door geek. Steve, how are you today, sir?
Hey, man. Well, I'll say this. First off, it's very possible there was Polish scientist with a podcast about how to make robotic androids, and maybe their podcast was called Android Enthusiast or something. I don't know, but we are the first one focused on Android apps that I'm at least aware of. If you have if you contest that, please send an email to steve@smd.net.
steve@smdcomputers.net, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, you're right.
You don't even know your own email address.
Well, I never write an email to myself. It's just like I tell people. I don't know the color of my eyes. I don't look at
that's
them.
That's true. Yeah, that's
I don't take selfies all day.
Yeah. No, I don't either. So that's where all of our fan mail should go to, and hate mail if you're contesting our proclamation there.
Especially the hate mail. I'm trying to think, Eric. I haven't even really seen much in the realm of Android news here in the last week, much less I haven't gotten any hardware. And honestly, I don't see myself really getting any new hardware here for a little while, because I'll say this. I don't notice stuff, you know. My phone is an Honor 8. It's well over a year old. It has to be. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting security patches. I just got one like 2 days ago. So I'm happy about that.
I'm just waiting with bated breath. Three of my four phones in the house are Nexus devices, and they're all 2 years old. So as soon as one of them goes on the fritz or the batteries just totally conk out, then I'll be looking for another Pixel. They are, man, they're really coming down in price. I just saw another Pixel on one of our local trading apps today for $150. And that's a decent price for a Pixel, I thought. The only hardware I'm looking for right now is a used Google Daydream headset.
Oh, gotcha. I'm just happy you didn't say tablet. I'll say when the activity on the Google screen, Google Pixel 2 screen started to finally die down, people regained, I'll say, confidence in the Pixel 2. There was no doubt. They had no choice, just like Samsung and the battery thing. They had no choice but to make it right. They can't just abandon the entire thing and say, well, we're done with that idea, which told me they're going to come down in price, just like I told a guy earlier today. Bitcoin is going to hit 10,000. It's just a question of when. Is it going to be in 6 months or is it going to be in 3 years? But it's going to hit it. The only thing that can make it stop is something catastrophic, like a flaw in the protocol, a flaw
in the blockchain.
Yeah.
Didn't they have some sort of a thing that happened recently?
I do believe they've had issues, but they've all been addressable and fixable.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as hardware news, no, my Huawei Honor 8 is still doing really good. The OnePlus 5T got more formally announced. I don't know if it's completely formal yet, but it looks fine. Everything I saw looks fine. The price is fine. I'm sure it's a great device, but it isn't encouraging me to go spend money. The Huawei Mate 10 Pro, I believe, was the only one that caught my attention, but I ain't guy. Those things are still too expensive brand new, so I'm going to wait on no matter what I do. Knowing me, I won't get anything until probably next April or May.
What's that Huawei running? It's really pretty high, huh?
The Huawei Mate 10, I want to say when it becomes fully available, I want to say it's expected to be $700.
Wow. So I guess when they did that, they weren't expensive until after they did the 6P, were they? I always thought that they were a real budget cheap kind of Chinese phone until then.
Not really. They always had higher end phones. Remember, they had the Note phones over there that were really popular.
that's right.
Nothing is as expensive as Apple phones or Samsung phones, but they had a good range of devices. They did have lower end devices as well, them and Xiaomi, but they also had some decent higher end ones. Now they're really getting into the point where everybody's high end phones are getting very, very nice.
Yeah. Well, I've been a Nexus user for a long time. As long as I could have possibly have been, I guess, on Project Fi anyway. And now the Pixel. Now, you know, so yeah, AOSP or whatever, it's stock Android. You know, it's starting to wear on me. I feel it. You know, it's not like it's not working or anything. It's just I've had kind of the vanilla stuff for a long time. And sometimes I kind of, you know, I guess wish to see, you know, what's on a Note 8, you know, a Samsung. What kind of extra goods does this brand bring to the table or that brand bring to the table rather than the vanilla Google that I am very used to? And I'm probably, honestly, there's probably things that I use that I don't even realize those phones don't have that I would really miss if I were to go there. But I just get that itch every now and then.
Well, yeah. And I'll say years ago, any app, any phone you got from a major carrier had so much stuff on it, and 80%+ of it nobody wanted. Mm-hmm. Now I'll say it is remarkably better. Remarkably better. Where quite literally 20% of the software on it, the person would end up really liking and really wanting. Only, I would say, 30% of the stuff on the phone you get, they're really not going to want whatsoever. Especially if it's a Verizon phone, you'll definitely have at least 30% of the stuff on the phone you will never touch, never want to touch, never wanted to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
But phones have gotten much, much better, especially camera type software. They've really stepped it up.
So I've got quite a few apps tonight, and some of them do deal with the customization of a phone because I got bored, I guess, and wanted to flash it up a little bit. So if you don't mind, I'm going to bring the first app tonight.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Good.
So this is called, and I don't know how well this would work with all other phones. It works so good with a Pixel, though. This is called Nav Bar Animations No Root.
This isn't the one that I brought like 2 weeks ago to you?
Is it? Probably. Maybe that's why I know. That's why I like it so much. Is it the same one you brought?
I think. It sounds like it. Let me see.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, this is the same one that I brought you because I said this is an Eric app.
It definitely is. You hit the nail on the head then. That's why I've been using it. Okay, so I'm going to skip that one.
Well, no. Tell me, because I didn't install it because there was nothing about the app that I wanted. So what in the app did you like and what did it do?
Okay, so it's a free or paid app. The free version gives you a limited choice and some ads sometimes. Basically, the little nav bar is your back home and recent apps thing at the very bottom of your phone. And when you hit your home button, at least on the Pixel, there's a little animation, a little Google thing. This takes that little bit of your phone at the very bottom. And when you hit your home button, it'll make like a little fireworks display down there, or just like little lines go zooming off, a ripple away from the home button after you press it. And it's just a little added touch that will just make your phone look a little bit different than everybody else's when you hit the home button. That's all it does. But
my question is, has anybody seen this on your phone and said, what the hell is that?
No, I don't usually use my phone in front of people too much. I haven't, not yet anyway. I mean, they haven't, but gotcha. I think if I did have my phone out in front of somebody and they were just, you know, looking at my phone, they might say, oh, what just happened there? So for free, you get, I don't know, probably 16 or so different animations that you can add to that home button press. And then if you pay, I think it's $1 or $2, you can get probably another 30 or so animations in the gold series, and then that takes away the ads too.
Gotcha. That ain't bad. That's a fair sounding price.
Yeah, well, that was a real good one. I brought a one right out of the closet right off the bat. I'll let you, hey, how about a new app, Dor? Do you have any of them?
Well, the new app I have came from our Podnuts Android App Addicts Google Plus community. Wow, that was a mouthful. I want to say Julian is the guy's name that brought it, and I really feel like a jerk because I can't remember his name. Last week we named the show, I'm trying to remember now because I can never think of the names. It was
Julian. Mushrooms Are the New BB Tan.
Mushrooms Are the New BB Tan. And we were complaining, I don't remember if it was during the show or after the show, but why can't we have an app to identify mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, that's a dangerous thing. You can't, you know, man, that is not going to happen. Well, Julian found one, posted it in our community called Mushroom App by Vocom. It is in education, E for everyone, completely free to download and install. Does have an in-app purchase, 1,945 reviews, 4.2 average reviews. Updated October 11th, 2017, between 100,000 and 500,000 installs, current version 16. And basically, you take a picture and it helps you identify mushrooms. And there is a browse guide as well, so you can just browse mushrooms to see what could be in your area, what do they look like, how big is it, what is it locally by, kind of thing. So I thought that was a very, very good find.
If you ever want to be impressed by the sheer number of one kind of thing, this is a great app, because I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling just through all of these mushrooms. And I like how they have a little icon next to each type of mushroom that says you can eat them, you can't eat them, they're toxic or they're extremely toxic or like death, you know? And then some of them you can eat them, but you got to boil them first and stuff like that. But just the amount, I never realized there was so many types of mushrooms. Now it's all the Latin version of them, so you can't, I'm not, you know, toadstool doesn't just come up here. So I still, with this app, I'm gonna have a hard time knowing the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom. But if you're sciencey at all, and or you really get into wanting to know, I didn't know there's, you know, I don't see too many mushrooms. I guess there's just way more here than I expected.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, around here, I know when I was a kid in the woods down the street from me, there would be once in a while huge mushrooms. And then once in a while, like line where there was like 20 or 30 of them. But I know in certain parts of the U.S. and other countries, they're like everywhere.
Before we knocked this house over next door to us, there used to be, we called it a fairy circle. Every year there would be this circle and the grass was a different color. And it would be a circle of mushrooms. And it's like, I don't know, some kind of... There's a whole mythical thing that goes with fairy circles and something about stepping in them.
Well, and there is a logical reason behind it, too. I will say that. I was listening to an episode of, I believe it was Stuff to Blow Your Mind, possibly. Mm-hmm. Or it was How Stuff Works, where they were examining this thing. You know, how it could happen, where it could happen, and then scientific explanations of people who did research on how it actually happens. Basically,
can I get a guess before you tell me how it happens?
Well, sure, but I'm just going to give you a brief overview.
Okay.
I'm no scientist.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess that there was a tree there, and it's the decaying ends of the roots that make that circle.
Not necessarily. Okay. What it basically is a spore landed basically in the middle of the circle, roughly in the middle of the circle, goes through the ground. Most of mushrooms have large networks under the earth. What you see is only one part of it. So there's actually, all those mushrooms are actually all connected when that you see them in a ring. But it basically started by the middle. The fungus goes into the ground, propagates out, and because the dirt is alike, it propagates at about the same distance, at about the same speed when it's doing its work. And then when it's time for it to come up, it forms basically a circle. Now, if you were to actually take accurate measurement things, you'll see it isn't a circle. It's never a circle because there's always a rock or something in the ground that will slow down or make the fungus go around it to inhibit where it goes. So it's almost never going to be a perfect circle, but there is a legitimate explanation to it. But I can tell you, if I was a kid and I walked up on that, I would think I'm not stepping inside that circle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, as an adult, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? So after we knocked down the house and, you know, excavator moved all the dirt around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no more.
Gotcha. Well, if you did, then you could have used this app to help identify.
No, a weird thing though, too, in the same area though, now that I remember, when I was looking like at Google Earth images of the property, that whole circle is a darker color than all of the grass around it. Almost, right. It almost reminded me like there was a buried pond there, like they had a pond that they just filled in or something.
Well, and what can happen with the same kind of thing is when the fungus goes in, it basically can kill a certain grass or type of grass or type of weed that will make that circle then stand out. Because typically when you see those circles, there's also different life form inside of it versus outside of it, because the fungus actively changed the life in that ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. I can see how that would happen with that explanation that you gave.
Yeah, it's like it buds, it then pollinates, it throws all the spores out, and spores landed there and they were successful, is the gist. Do you have another app you want to bring?
Sure. Was it last week that we had the intervention? Yeah, because mushrooms took over Bibitan, right?
And I was asked a couple times this week to ask you if you had Bibitan installed on your phone, and I said I can't ask him. I would much rather be able to remote into his phone and check myself.
Okay.
But that didn't happen.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, yeah, I'll talk about something else later. Anyway, so no, I did not reinstall Bibitan. I was a good boy. But I did find a game called Falling Balls. And that's balls with a Z, as all good words end in that everybody knows. So this is by Catch App. You know, every third app in the world is made by Catch App now, I think. No video in the store, so that's a good sign. I think they're just actually listening to us, Dor, when we say that, and they don't. So basically, this is Bibitan upside down. Instead of it being so pinball-y or how would you say, physics-y like Bibitan was, this actually is more like gravity. The balls drop from the top and there's gravity pulling them to the bottom. But you do still get to shoot, you know, like kind of aim where you want the balls to start. And it's the exact same premise as Bibitan. You've got different shapes rather than just squares with numbers in them, and the numbers are the hit points for each object. And same thing, you're bouncing balls off them. Every time a ball hits one of the objects, the number goes down one hit point until they get to zero and they go away.
So did the number of balls you can shoot out go up in a dramatic fashion? Or?
You know, it didn't. It seemed like I got to four balls and it never really increased. But there was some pink things that were in the way at the beginning, and I don't know if I may have... I haven't played it much. I just installed it today. I don't know if I may have missed an opportunity with those pink things that worked their way up the screen faster than the actual objects. So there may have been something with those, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. In the screenshots, I don't think I see what you're talking about. But I see
either.
High numbers. That's why I ask. I mean, I see a lot of 26, 27 type numbers, which... To me, that those are bigger numbers.
Yeah, and it's kind of got the same thing as Bibitan did, where you, in an unfortunate incident, all of a sudden you'll get a number that's twice as high as all the other ones, you know?
Right. So what you're saying is Ketchup took Bibitan and made NabB.
Well, Ketchup actually took Bibitan and made Balls, B-A-L-L-Z, which was the generic version of Bibitan.
You know, Eric...
It's a highly commercialized version of Bibitan.
I know, but Eric, it's really not healthy to replace one addiction with basically the exact same thing. I mean, you went from one heavy narcotic to what looks and sounds like another heavy narcotic.
I went from black tar over to like blonde something.
I am so happy. I have no idea what you're talking about. And here's the question, Eric. How much time this week have you spent roughly in this Falling Balls?
I just installed it today, so not much.
Okay.
Not much.
Okay.
Not much.
Okay.
I can tell you, my high score isn't even impressive yet. Let's see what it is.
Oh, it isn't even impressive yet. I love how you put that yet on the end, Eric.
Falling Balls. Let's see. My high score is 58. Well, I'm looking at the screenshots.
Yeah, I know.
And 59 is the highest screenshot. So I don't know. Maybe that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The chat room is saying Eric is just playing Bibitan with his phone upside down. No, this is an actual app. I didn't just turn my phone upside down and start playing Bibitan in inverted. No, this is actually a whole different app.
So if I follow Ketchup, it's not going to end up at Silicon Studios, right?
What? If you follow Ketchup, like if there's a trail of ketchup on the sidewalk?
No, the game maker's called Ketchup.
Yeah, Ketchup.
Ketchup, whatever.
If you follow them. Oh, if you follow them like on
if I follow the trail of the developer, is it going to lead to your home address? I'm just wondering.
Oh, no, I'm not that smart.
You could buy it and put it out. And
I
don't call it BBTAN, whatever you do.
I'm pretty sure the app developer Catch app could buy me way sooner than I could buy them. They've got a lot of assets. They've got a lot of apps.
Well, you need to say you're sorry to them. That's offensive.
As a matter of fact, another one of my apps, maybe not. No, I take that back. Yeah, no, another one of my apps tonight is also from Catch App.
Okay.
Do you want me to bring it now?
Sure, why not?
Oh, see ya.
Let's see what this one is.
We're just skipping right over.
Fuse balls, balls, color balls, which one of them?
This is called DDTAN. No, what? I'm just kidding. This is called Blue Edge. Not DDTAN, not no tan, no. There's no numbers inside of objects at all in this. This is an endless roller. Basically,
endless roller.
You just lay your finger at the bottom of your screen, and there's this little blue ball that you're rolling through an environment of obstacles, basically. And there's little spikes, and there's the black ball. If you even hit a black ball, it just shreds your blue ball to nothing. You're done, and then that's where you end. Those white balls that just kind of bounce around. There's spikes everywhere. Red balls turn into bombs, so you got to get away from them after you touch them. It's a pretty good looking app. At some points you'll go like into a portal and come back out, and it splits your ball into two or three different ones. It's really fluid. Nice graphics on it.
Yeah. Well, again, there's no video in the store, so this company knows what they're doing. We have seen games like this. We have absolutely, without a doubt, seen games like this, but I don't remember any of them looking this good.
Yeah, it's really neat. And the movement of the parts of the obstacle course, the way it moves and interacts, and it's really well put together. And it's called Blue Edge.
Yeah, I'll say the company obviously knows what they're doing, but to call a game like this Blue Edge, I don't get.
Yeah,
I mean, I think I get why they don't put a video in this store, because it's work, I'm guessing, but I don't know why they would call this Blue Edge.
You can't put Endless Roller or something like that. I mean, you gotta get the Google juice so that if somebody's trying to find your game, they hear Eric and Dor talking about Blue Edge, there's not going to be, 50 other Blue Edges, where there might be 50 other roll a ball through an obstacle course. I don't know, whatever variation of that you can make into a name. I don't know. Maybe that was the type of energy drink they were consuming while they were, coding this thing out.
These days you never know.
And the chat room says it should be called Blue Balls. And maybe that's why they didn't call it that.
Well, technically.
It should be, though. I agree ball, with the chat room.
Technically, a ball is an infinite edge. So it's also infinite lines. It's also infinite curvature. So sure, yeah. It is called that, just in different terms. Only a guy in physics would get it, I guess.
Doors and physics. That's how we got that.
Sure, yeah.
All right, well, those are my back-to-back catch app apps.
Okay. I'm going to revisit an old one just for a second, a quickie.
We're going to the attic.
For a reason. Firefox Browser Private. Firefox Browser Fast and Private by Mozilla. 2,900,000 reviews. 4.4 average rating. Updated November 14th, 2017. Installs between 100 million and 500 million. Current version varies with device. The main reason I'm bringing this up again is actually twofold. One, Chrome is already the majority browser in the market. If anyone understands the history of software, it's competition that drives invention. Okay, and it also drives innovation. That's the right word, innovation. When Google is at the top of the game, the top of the list, the number one most installed browser, that means they're going to do less things to maybe damage their brand, or less things to shake things up. Firefox just released a huge version. I want to say it's version 57. I can't remember. They just released a huge version change, which changed a lot of the underlying code in the browser itself. Speed is now much different. And also, supposedly, memory usage is much better. Here's what I'll tell you to everyone. download Firefox, give it a try again. It looks different. It acts different. The number one thing you have to realize, the number one huge benefactor it has over Chrome. Chrome on Android has no plugins, has no add-ins, has no extensions, has no nothing. You can't do nothing with it except browse the internet. Now, on mobile, it actually does some things pretty smooth and pretty good. I'm not going to lie. But Firefox, you can literally load your ad blocker if you want, your third-party app to do sharing to different services, your password manager. You can load all these things into the browser just like you do on your desktop, only you can do it on Android. I encourage everyone, give Firefox another chance. It just went through a big version change. I literally at all times have three, if not more, browsers installed. In fact, right now, I believe I have four browsers installed on my phone. They use different purposes. I have different apps for different reasons. The first reason I'll give you, I now never, ever, ever click on anybody's Amazon link and just follow it, because everybody out there poisons their Amazon links with their own affiliate tag. And I don't, there's certain people I want to support. I go out of my way to support. And I don't always remember to go turn on their affiliate link before I shop. So I make sure that every Amazon link I see, I first open up in a different browser, reduce the URL down, then just copy out the correct part of the URL back into my default browser, just to make sure there's no accidental cookie on my default browser. So some people need multiple browsers like me. If not, still give Firefox a chance. I'm going to guarantee you it's going to be a little bit different than you remember. Don't forget about the plugins. And honestly, it's pretty damn fast.
What's the default search engine?
Default, I believe you said it. I do want to say it did switch back to Google. I want to say Yahoo because I hate Yahoo, but I believe on mine, because I've had this installed for a while though, so it's hard for me to say. I want to say it actually was Google.
Well, just the thing, I mean, if you are to install this and you do a search and it takes you to Bing or Yahoo, just know that you can quickly change it to whatever you want. And don't get frustrated and hate Firefox because that is not what you want right off the bat if it is something other than Google. Or yeah, you know, unless you're a Binger, whatever.
Ew. Okay, sure, yeah.
You a Binger door?
Hell no. I won't give Microsoft anything without them forcibly taking it from me.
Yeah.
That sounds really bad, but you know what I meant.
Well, I mean, they've taken from you. And they don't really give it back.
I figure I'm doing my part because I'm making money off of knowing them. I don't give them any money directly, nor do I even suggest my employer ever give them a dime. I constantly suggest alternate solutions just because.
So, after the show last week, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, I had been using the Microsoft Launcher for a while, speaking of giving them things. So they, in that launcher, they kind of get you into, and I hear more and more about them moving into Android and how you can pretty much replace a lot of stuff on your phone with the Microsoft version of it if you want to go all in on Microsoft on your Android, which some people may. I know a couple people who were diehards with the Microsoft phone right up to the last second, and they're switching now. But one thing that they did have, I thought it was kind of weird. It was sort of like game showy on their launcher. They had like almost like Google opinion rewards ish things, but it was like you kept going to the same. It kept taking you back. You'd earn points, and you'd go back, and you get, it's almost like a scratch off lottery ticket to get yourself into a contest to win a Surface Pro or Xbox stuff and things. It was just so odd. Adore just put the link into the chat. That was the launcher I was using for a while, but I did stop using it. Not that it was bad. It was a nice little change, and you know, it's on my Note 4, so it's not like it's anything special. It's my mess around with phone where I would, you know, install some crap like Microsoft Launcher on, and it's not my daily driver. So this week, I gave it up. I stopped scratching their, I don't know, I can't remember what they called it, some kind of, I don't know, Microsoft whatever points or something. Anyway, so I uninstalled that. Well, I didn't uninstall it, but I did install Launcher. And so this is, it's fairly new. I think it's still in the unreleased category or whatever. And they say that this is supposed to make your phone more like the Pixel, brings that look to your phone. And you know what? It's it works. To me, right off the bat, the icons were rather large and stuff, but it's got really easy ways you can change the grid size and everything like that. You can change how many apps are on your screen. Cringing.
Well, from looking at the first screenshot, this is old Pixel, not new Pixel.
Correct.
New Pixel has the Google search bar expanded below the icons.
Right.
Yeah. This looks like the last Pixel design, if I'm not mistaken.
It does.
Because it has the G at the top. Well, then, if it's the last Pixel launcher, how the hell is it still unreleased? Has it been unreleased for like 3 years or something?
I don't
understand.
It's a launcher, man. It's kind of just laid back. It ain't really all getting excited about the new...
Well,
yeah, this is what
my
the new
favorite
Pixel,
podcasts.
This is what the new Pixel launcher looks like. It's got the Google at the very bottom.
Well, then you're not running it.
Yeah. No, this is my other phone. This is my actual Pixel.
Oh, okay.
Because it runs 8.1.
Well, one of my favorite podcasts throws lawn chairs every week. So I first was looking forward to maybe it has something to do with Linux Gamecast, but apparently not. This does have the most important feature I need on any home screen now. I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I have to be able to swipe to the side and get to Google Now.
Yeah.
Or whatever they want to call it.
The odd thing is I can't. I'm swiping to the side and I'm not getting there. And
maybe it's a feature or maybe it's an upgrade.
I'm not sure. I mean, I got so many launchers installed on here. I just wonder if it's still part of, cause I know the launcher I had doing it.
Right.
But yeah, it's not doing it right off the bat. And I haven't got into it enough to fix that because I'm like, okay, well I was used to the Microsoft one not doing it. So I'm like, oh, okay, well maybe this one doesn't do it. But yeah, when I'm scrolling through the screenshots, it definitely shows Google Now.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to install it on mine. I'm still using the one I've used for the last like 4 or 5 weeks launcher. It's okay. There's nothing about it that I would say is sticky.
Well,
so I'll give this one a fair shake.
Going from the regular Pixel launcher before I got the new Pixel launcher. This launcher has way more customized pieces that you can do to your launcher than the stock Android launcher did. So that's what I liked about it.
Well, stock Android has almost no customizations you can do above background. I mean, it's really slim pickings.
Right, there's not much there.
Well, yeah, and I will say the one thing that I like, I'm not going to say I need it, but I've learned to really like, and this goes for 4 years, I like being able to make my launcher five icons by six, I believe. Five across, six up and down, just so I can squeeze a little bit more out of my screen. So if it has that feature, to me it's already like, you know, half.
You can make them much smaller than that if you want to with this one. SCJ in the chat room says that he uses Microsoft Rewards for free stuff. That's what it's called on the Microsoft launcher, Microsoft Rewards. So if you are finding other ways to get Microsoft Rewards and you want to bump up your rewards numbers, install that launcher and it gives you direct access to easily get hundreds and hundreds of Microsoft reward points.
Like, can you buy cryptoware with it or ransomware? Oh, wait, no, that comes for free.
Yes, it does.
I can't help it. It's part of my contract, Eric, I have to say.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's cool. I'm with you.
Okay, I'm going to bring this next. And this is the kind of thing, I'm going to first apologize to everybody for this. Because this sums up Door-to-Door Geek a little bit too conveniently. Because the nostalgia is very rich with this one. This is called Home Arcade by Big Blue Bubble, which I guess that's a good name, Big Blue Bubble. It is in our arcade, everyone 10 and up. Completely free to download and install. Does have in-app ads and does have in-app purchases. 4.1 average reviews, updated August 4th, 2017, between 100,000 and 500,000 installs. Current version 1.1. There is a video in the Play Store. I will also apologize for that. But I think in this case, it kind of helps, at least for our use case, because this is a hard game to explain. If you watch the video in the Play Store, this game, first off, it cannot use Donkey Kong. It cannot use Sonic. It cannot use Space Invaders. It cannot use any of them because they're all licensed and restricted and it would cost a fortune to do them. So all of these games are basically custom games that are reminiscent of older genre games. A lot of 8-bit, a lot of 16-bit, and even some 32-bit looking game styles in here. You might not recognize what the game is like if you're familiar with those older games until you play it for a couple seconds. But then you realize, oh, this is like Frogger. Oh, this is like Space Invaders. Oh, this is like Pitfall. Oh, this is like Contra. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So if you liked those classic games at all and you want a more game focused towards touchscreen interface, I encourage you to at least download this, give it a go. Completely free to download and install again. So nothing to lose. By Home Arcade is the name of the app by Big Blue Bubble. That's I guess that's a good name, right?
Big Blue Bubble's a great name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to have these apps converted, or these games converted over to touchscreen-ish usability. It's very cool. I don't know what's the game that's showing the bedroom. What would that game reminisce you to of? It's showing a bedroom with two computers and an NES and a Sega all in this kid's bedroom. I don't know what game that. Or is that just like, is that where you, is that like the launch pad for this app?
Yeah, that was, I believe that was the selection screen.
Nice. It's got a Commodore like VIC-20 and then a 486 computer with an Atari joystick. So that's cool. Looks fun. I know Door likes his retro games, so if you're with Door, you will probably love this.
Yeah, that's like your room before you select your game. Sorry, I was documenting the app because I'm a guy that we're a podcast that documents our own stuff.
The chat room is wondering if Leisure Shoot Larry is one of the apps or one of the games.
Maybe that's a bonus level. I cannot neither confirm or deny that. Okay.
You'll have to install and find out, and it's probably a sport jacket. Sean instead or something, maybe.
Dirty Thumbs.
Yes. I've got a game then. I'm going to bring a game. I guess it's a game. It's more of a test of skill. There's no retro to it. There's no action much to it. There's no fighting. There's no blood and gore or zombies.
Okay. I'm sounding awful boring.
Or anything cute. This is called Fingertip Balance.
Oh, man.
And basically what it is, it's a stick with a weight on the end of it. And to get it started, you have to move your finger around in a circle to flip it up in the air. And then basically you just got to keep it. You keep your finger and keep going back and forth, trying to keep that thing balanced. And every couple seconds, the stick gets shorter between your finger and the weight, which makes it a little bit harder to keep it balanced. And you just got to go for your best time on keeping this thing balanced. Really super simple game. I'm surprised this hasn't been out already. Maybe it has, but this is the first time I remember it. So
you can call this super simple. I'm pretty sure I would super suck at it.
It's by Whole Bodek, E for Everyone. And he does call it an action game. So I guess there is some action with your finger.
Okay, sure. And the music is by Ben Sound, so... Congratulations, Ben Sound.
I did not. I don't even think I listened to that. I'll have to turn it back up.
Who does? I mean, no self-respecting podcast listener.
Well, since we're throwing out accolades, the cursor, stars, and prize badge icons were made by FreePick from www.flaticon.com.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows
FreePick. And the leaderboard icon is by Icons8.
Well, who else? You know, I mean,
he's pretty much delegated the entire... I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't say that the physics are made by Dr. Julia Ruttinger from LSU or something.
Maybe that was too much like work.
So yeah, it's a decent game. Maybe better on a tablet, I suppose, but it's fine on a phone. Maybe harder on a tablet. Right. I don't know.
I'm thinking harder because you got to travel your distance further. I don't know.
True. Do you have another app, Dor?
Yeah, this app I will say I don't need right now. I've been at my job 21 years now. I literally have a countdown clock on my desk now. Mm-hmm. 2026.
10 years from now. Or 10, no, not 10.
Nine.
9 years from now.
I'm going to hand my boss a card. It's going to say to my loving boss, they're going to open up the card and the envelope, they're going to pull the card out and the card's going to say on the front, I'm sorry for your loss. And then they're going to open up the card and it's going to say, it's me. Because I'm not going to work past my 30 years.
So is that why 9 years? Because that's 30 years for you?
Yeah, 2026.
That's 30. That's the reason why you're quitting in 2026?
Yes, because that'll be a full 30 years. So I haven't went on a lot of interviews, but this is an app that I can tell you this. Interviewing, I know, has changed a lot since I was a kid. When I was a kid, you just had to not sound like you had mental problems and they would hire you. Mm. I mean, you know, it wasn't too difficult. Just don't look like a criminal. Don't sound drunk and you could get a job. Nowadays, you want to get a better job. You need to have a little bit more polish on your performance because it's a performance. Let's stop and admit it to everyone. When you go into an interview, it's a performance. You're putting on a show for the people. You want to portray the finest you possibly can in order to get your foot in the door. Then after they hire you, they can learn about the real you. But this app is called Interview Genius by Sales Success Consulting LLC Business. Everyone needs a leg up in getting a interview. This is $3.99 to buy. E for everyone, 40 reviews, 3.4 average reviews. Current version 1.2.1, updated September 21st, 2017, between 10,000 and 50,000 installs. And the only people I will say who need this kind of direction, need this kind of hand-holding in the interview process is honestly somebody like me who has not been on an interview for a great many years and doesn't understand social engineering, because that's part of what interviewing is. You have to socially engineer. You have to know, like, if they ask you, what would be an acceptable salary? Whoever says the number first loses, always, period. Because if he asked me that, I'm too afraid to say a high number, so I'm going to say a lower number. And then he wants me to say a lower number. So your real goal is to make them. It's a whole bunch of stuff like that, okay? If you're not really comfortable taking an interview, I honestly would encourage you to check this app out. I did buy it just to read it. I've actually studied interviewing here for the last couple of years because I've been on interview panels. It's a lot easier to get a job when you say the right things, even if you're not the most qualified person for that job. It's all about that sales pitch. This app does take you through some of the points on what to highlight and how to highlight, like when they ask you certain questions, like, tell me something good about yourself. I make great brownies. I'm here to be a software engineer, yet I tell them I make great brownies. What does that have to do with anything? You know what I mean? So you have to know what's the proper way to answer all these kind of questions. This app I found actually kind of helpful.
I haven't installed it, but just reading through these screenshots, and I've been on personnel committees and I've done a lot of hiring over the years. But like you, Dora, I haven't interviewed for a while. I mean, my last two jobs, I guess, were self-employment and election, where I didn't really. Right. Yeah, but a lot of these feel like, you know, the exact same questions I've asked people. And it is good to know those. And yeah, I think you're right, Dora. I mean, the last interview I really remember having, it was, why the explicative should I hire you, was like the first and only question. And then if you didn't just poop yourself right then, you kind of got, well, actually, I ended up calling back and apologizing for my answer because it was, you know, it was, such a bad answer. I crumbled like I turned to jello like the airplane movie pilot.
Right. Yeah. Your friend and mine, I don't want to say his name, but your friend and mine said what he did once in a while during the interview was right by the very end, when you should be at your most comfortable part of the interview, he would say to the person something like, which Girl Scout cookie is better, Thin Mint or Somalia? And see how they would react to it, because it's something they're not ready for. You know what I mean? And there's little things you can do, because here's the whole thing. If you know how to be interviewed, you know also how to interview. You know what I mean? It's a very bi-directional street. So if you're really good at the interview process, if you can go in there and nail an interview, I'm going to tell you guys right now, you should let your employer know you would like to also be on the interview panel, because being on the interview panel is almost unimaginative. It's hard to believe how much insight you can get, not only to your own job and the job description that you're interviewing for, but the people that come in. You can literally see how someone could fit with that team. Mm-hmm. Because on the panel I've been on, we've made a couple of choices I didn't necessarily agree with, and we made a couple of choices that I really did agree with, and the ones that I really did agree with, and we did hire that person, they turned out to be fantastic people is what I'm going to say. Not only good teammates, because the real thing is, because here's the whole thing, you know, the U.S. Business triangle, right, Eric?
I don't know that.
There's three points of the triangle. You as a business owner can only give two of those corners. You have quality, you have price, you have efficiency. So you have affordability, cheap, efficiency, fast, or quality, or, you know, good or bad quality. You can only do two of them.
Gotcha.
Same thing when you hire somebody. They can only fulfill two of those things. You will never have the perfect employee who can give you the most quality thing at the most fastest speed at the cheapest rate. They don't exist. You know, the best will only hit two of those. So you got to literally think, what does this team need? We already have Ed, and Ed is really good at his job. So this person doesn't have to be perfect. So let's shoot for these two. Let's shoot for somebody that won't cost us a fortune, but they seem like they actually want to do stuff. They might, you know, they'll get stuff done quicker. To me, it was a very fascinating thing being on the interview panel. And honestly, I keep asking to be on more.
I used to be a fire commissioner and police commissioner. And your job as a police commissioner is you basically hire, fire, and discipline cops. And I'll tell you what, man, interviewing cops for jobs, when they say, you know, blah, 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 finest, you know, like Baltimore's finest or whatever, I'll tell you what, the people that we interviewed who wanted to be police officers were always, I'm like, I'm not even worthy to sit here and interview these people. They're always just such absolute upstanding people and interviewees. I mean, they were just really the cream of the crop. Somebody who, I was always impressed by that. I never was really let down that there was somebody who snuck in somehow that really wasn't going to be just a great human, kind of.
Well, I'll say you're in a really good town.
All right. So as Monty Python would say, and now for something completely different. This app is called MakeApp. AI-based makeup editor. Door. All you do, you take your phone, install this app, you take your phone, you take a picture of your face, press a button, and it shows you with makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cartoonish. I could show you the picture of me, but I'm pretty ashamed of what it made me look like. But then,
Wait, and that's different than... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep I got distracted.
So the bad part, the other thing you can do with this app is you can take makeup off, though. So what you do, just for fun, if you want to see the zombie-ish version of you, you take a picture of your face, and then you press the button to take makeup off, even though you know you don't got none on, and then see what it does to you. So that was better. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though it made me look, well, it made me look different. Our chat room is really messing with us tonight, man. So yeah, I don't know, if you want to see what you look like with makeup on, or you want to show off your feminine side to some chick, you want to say, hey, look, I got this app, you want to see what you look like with this makeup from a computer, what they think your face should look like, AI, you know, because I'm a geek and I'm smart, there you go.
Okay, I'm pretty sure a girl would smack you.
No, well, there's geeky girls out there who are into this.
I've also been, I've been married for a decade, so maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Now, some of these in the screenshots actually look worse, but that's just me. And I've never been one for chicks with a lot of makeup on, I think. I think I just kind of like the natural look more.
On yourself?
No, I hope on so. Chicks and myself. Yeah, both. Oh,
chicks. Eric, this is 2017.
Girls. Women.
Women. Are you Al Franken or one of these guys? I mean, come on.
Wait.
Jeez, girls.
I dig chicks. What am I going to say?
Crikey. Those opinions are not the opinions of pod nuts.
Dude, how often do you say...
I've never had to say that.
I always say chicks. I never say women.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's a Midwest thing, mate. I don't know. How are...
Okay.
I don't know. Ladies? I say ladies. I say that.
So did the Beastie
What's boys. Up, ladies? There's no more vodka at this table, ladies. What's going on? All right, anyway, go ahead. Your app.
The app developer of your app is also called Magic Unicorn Inc.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me to say that. It does contain ads and offers in-app purchases, probably for a different makeup, so I would imagine. You can't just, like, add layers. You know, I was hoping I could press the button, like, makeup, you know, like, triple thick, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, you're unrecognizable. It's just like, I'll use, like, a cake and lipstick. It's like...
Like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show?
Sure. I don't know who that is, but yeah.
Just... Wait a minute.
I know who Drew Carey is. I...
You never watched the Drew Carey
Probably
Show?
Probably did. I don't watch TV, Dor.
This was 15... No. Hey, Ben, Eric. You remember Johnny Carson?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Drew Carey was the last comic to go on Johnny Carson and get instant fame. That's how long ago this was, Eric. This isn't like last week. This was like 20 plus years ago.
Drew Carey had a show when Johnny Carson was still a host.
When Johnny Carson was still on TV, Drew Carey got the deal to do the show.
Okay.
Yes. All right. That's how long ago this show was on. And it was really funny. And when Drew Carey went to work, the lady who was the main secretary to the boss was named Mimi. And she literally had what had to be like a quarter pound of
makeup.
Was
she a large lady?
She was not thin.
Okay.
She was, what's the correct word?
Rotund.
No, that's not the right word. This is 2017, Eric. She was weight sensitive.
She was,
I don't know, gravity sensitive, something like that.
She was rib adverse. They weren't there.
I don't know. Okay. Next, Eric. We're going to the next app.
Drew Carey is also from Ohio. So just saying.
He's from Cleveland. Yes. The beginning of the show, he was running down the streets of Cleveland, and the very last words of the theme song was, "I love you, Ohio." So yes, I know he's from Cleveland.
I didn't realize it was that obvious.
Eric, I know. Let's just keep going. I've been diagnosed with diabetes. I now basically don't eat any sugar, any rice, any potatoes, any breads. I shoot for like 2 or 3 grams of sugar a day. I shoot for less than 50 carbs a day, which essentially, I hate using that word, puts my body into ketosis. And I believe it's a legit scientific word. I don't think it's woo-woo or mojo or pseudoscience. I believe it's a real thing as far as I can tell.
Sounds right.
AKA, my diet has completely changed. I still really enjoy Monster Ultra energy drinks because there's no sugar in them, and for a whole can it's only 4 carbs, so I still really enjoy these, but my food diet has changed. So I've been looking for apps, and to be honest, I don't want to find keto based apps, because keto apps seem like all they ever try to do is replace bread or rice or potatoes with something to try to fool you into believing, well, this is like rice, well, this is like potatoes, or this is like bread. Like, really, they'll take like cauliflower and mince it into really small parts and call it rice. No, it isn't rice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want fake rice. Just give me food that's
there. There was a cauliflower crust pizza you can buy. Have you seen that?
God, no.
I hear it's lovely from one person, but then another person told me it's gross.
I hear from my inner self telling me to avoid it. But so I'm looking for different cooking apps. This is not the best. This is the best so far, is what I'm going to say. Recipes and cooking, a assistant unreleased by Craftlog, Food and Drink, E for Everyone. Since this is a unreleased app, it might be unstable. Because it's also unreleased, it is completely free. Because it is unreleased, there is no ratings. But it was updated November 15, 2017, between 50,000 and 100,000 installs. No version number because it's basically in beta version. You can go in, you can perform searches. It doesn't do my type of searches perfectly, but it gets me close. I'll say that. And I found a couple good recipes in here, because between us, I cook at least 5 days out of the week. I'm the one cooking dinner. So I like looking really more for inspiration, because I can never find exact foods that I can eat. But if I go in here and I type keto, I can always find at least a couple things, because it does seem like the dictionary, like on the back end of everything, it looks up. It looks like it is constantly updated, because if I do the same search 3 days apart, I'm seeing different things in those search results. So they keep adding stuff to it all the time.
So
I have had decent luck.
So you're keto, not paleo. I thought you was paleo.
No, I don't think. No. Paleo basically, I believe, just means you eat meat.
Yeah, like meat and cheese. Kind of like Atkins, I think. I don't know.
And, well, Atkins, paleo, and keto, I believe, are all in the same area. Yeah. Because I can eat most of the Atkins-friendly bars and drinks. Because most of them have literally like 2 grams of sugar serving, which means that's my sugar for the day. And they're usually very low in carbs. I will say there is some science stuff that I don't completely understand, that dietary fiber can subtract from total carbs, and somehow sugar alcohols can negate some sugars in foods. So I don't know the math entirely yet, but I know once in a while I see 4 sugars, yet when I read the net sugars in the end, it says 2. And then I look and I see there's sugar alcohols, and I think that offsets it somehow. So
you keep saying alcohols, and I keep thinking there's hope for you. So whatever those find them.
Technically, I shouldn't be drinking really too much alcohol.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. No, nobody really should they? My doctor. So we had our test or whatever, you know, our checkup, blood test, and basically my doctor, you know, I'm anti-drug kind of guy. And basically,
so you don't drink coffee or eat sugar?
I mean, I'm anti-pills kind of guy.
Prescription guy. I understand. Yeah.
So he basically said, you got to either drastically change your lifestyle or live with the way you're doing it, but take drugs.
Oh, did he just say this to you?
Well, he said, told my wife to tell me, because he knew I wasn't going to come visit him, but we both had the Eric. Bad. Yes. So
can I ask, like, what did he ask you to change?
I don't know. Just get my cholesterol down by.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know, what other things? I guess cholesterol, liver stuff, whatever.
Oh, well, liver.
I don't know.
Liver. Eric, just saying change your diet.
Oh, it had to do with heart attacks and strokes. That's what he said. That's the kind of thing. So I can take the drugs now. So if I have a heart attack or a stroke, I'm going to have to take those prescriptions for the rest of my life, whether my signs are up or down. But if I don't have a stroke or a heart attack, I need to start either taking those drugs to keep me from having one or change my lifestyle to keep me from having one.
Okay, do you know what kind of pills they were talking about, if you don't mind me asking?
Cholesterol pills? Like lipids? I don't know.
Lipids. Okay, now, if you're at all risk of diabetes, there has been correlation. There has not been causation, so we're not positive. But it looks like people who take lipids who are in danger or risk of getting diabetes or have a family history of diabetes seem to, notice the verbiage very carefully, seem to get diabetes easier when on lipids.
Yeah. So
it's kind of a chain reaction thing. So if he's worrying about your cholesterol, first off, I'll tell you this, Eric. The fat, the cholesterol you put in directly into your mouth, aka like duck fat. The cholesterol
like
you put
fat.
Into your mouth.
Like, are you saying like I eat duck? I've never eat ducks.
No. Eric, let me finish.
Okay.
Bro. Most scientists today say when you put a piece of duck fat into your mouth and you eat it, that has nothing to do with the cholesterol in your bloodstream. It's 2 completely different types of cholesterol.
Okay.
So watching your fat intake typically will have very little to do with your cholesterol.
Gotcha.
Now, personalized medicine, I believe, is a real thing. So your unique diet, they might look at it and say, no matter what, you have to reduce your fat because you're getting fat here, 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 and here. Like me, I was eating breads at every meal, French fries at every meal, rice at every meal, you know, bad, bad, bad. So that was what caused my issue.
Yeah.
But the number one thing, the only piece of advice I can give you, Eric, because I've been good now for 6 months.
The beer.
No. Well, no. Do it food-wise, but you have to allow yourself cheat time. You have to say, once a week, I'm going to eat this one thing, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, you will go flipping crazy, and then you'll completely give up on the diet.
See, I'm not so crazy on changing my diet, because I don't eat real bad. I don't eat much breads ever. It's mostly the beer, I'm going to say, and I'm going to have to start eating almonds every day, because I guess almonds have a natural, the skin of the almond has a natural way of flushing cholesterol out. And if you if you eat it every day, it almost works as a prescription, but it's the
number
exercise.
Number one rule, food is not medicine. Please don't believe
it. It's the exercise
food
you gotta do.
right? Food is not medicine. Food is food. If anybody tells you food is medicine, I beg you to let them finish and then politely walk away from that. Food is food. Food is not medicine. Exercise is good for
everybody. But they get those. They get the stuff for the pills out of something, and it may be the skin of an almond.
Well, these days, no. These days, they're all engineered. But beer, here's my easy solution to beer. One, stop buying cheap beer. Two, once in a while, buy good beer. Main reason is you only need two of those good beers to get the same amount of alcohol in six of the other beers.
Right.
You know I'm right with that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost like so, when I quit smoking, I was like smoking the cheapest dang cigarettes you could ever find just because I was cheap. And that's the thing with beer too. So I think I'm at the end of the thing where I used to like have nice beers and now it's just cheap beers. And so I'm like at the end of that thing, sort of. So now it's like, yeah, oh, crap.
And I'm a beverage holic. When I drank soda, I would drink over a case a day.
See, of that's got that has to have something to do with diabetes, right? That's got to be a.
I'll give you two words. Hell okay. Yes.
I'm like, that don't sound good. I never drink
because
pop like that.
Because it was corn syrup and sugar. And that's the other thing. Corn is one of the vegetables I really shouldn't eat because it has one of the highest sugar contents of all vegetables. So, yeah.
I live right by ADM.
If you have to cut out beer, I don't know, drink a couple shots of vodka maybe in its place. I don't know. And I'll say this. You've already experienced this, Eric. We're going to go through this again with BB Tan. You took one addiction. You replaced it with something else. When you stop doing something like drinking beer, you're going to replace it with something else.
Yeah, the chat room says I should use mushrooms to replace it with.
Well, the number one thing I tell you choose what you're going to put in its place. Don't let whatever you replace it with find you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what?
Pick what you're going to replace your addiction.
Before I start?
Because,
you mean?
No. Well, no. Before you just randomly start eating, 20 cupcakes a day or something in place of beer.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Pick something ahead of time. Maybe it's almonds. Maybe you figure out you love almonds. But something. Because humans don't give up addictions ever. We always put something else in.
Yeah, you're right. Honestly, when I quit smoking cigarettes, I think I put beer in its place. So there. The chat room also says magic almonds. The almonds that I think those might be different almonds than what I'm.
I tell you, I get now a tub of almonds, roasted and salted, lightly salted almonds from the like bulk store. Yeah. And every day I have like a little Tupperware container and I eat like 40 almonds. They're a touch dry, but damn, they're tasty.
I actually subscribe to almonds on Amazon. And the company sends me 3-pound bags from California, unroasted, unsalted, and steam cleaned. So there's no formaldehyde or any kind of chemicals that touch them in the cleaning process. They're the best tasting things you could ever get. I'll give you a link, or I'll give anybody a link.
I know.
They're really
yummy. I like formaldehyde. It kills bad things.
Well, steam does too.
Well, steam also can let things grow. Humidity.
Steam lets you play a bunch of games for cheap. All right, let's go to the next app.
I don't run Windows. Well, I'll say recipes and cooking assistant. If you people out there have an app, and here's the thing. I've had HelloFresh. I've had Blue Collar. What's it called? Blue Apron.
Yeah. Blue Collar. White Collar is the only one who can afford Blue Apron.
Right. I've had like three of these things. They all suck because I can't eat any of them. Because they all have packed with potatoes, sweet potatoes, rice, or something else. Mm. So if you're a listener out there, if you try to avoid breads, rices, stuff like that, and you don't, and you actually watch your sugars, and there's some app out here that does better that I don't know about, please send me an email at aaa@podnuts.com. I still haven't found, to me, the right recipe app. Because really, I don't want the whole recipes. I just want ideas.
Yeah.
Because I can put it together.
YouTube, man.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. The quality of video on YouTube is so bad.
So old.
I don't want to hear.
The chat room suggests Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout.
Oh, dude, Russian Imperial. Do you like coffee at all?
I like the DJ Old Rasputin.
I don't know. Maybe he died today.
Great.
I know somebody died today. Do you like coffee at all?
Oh, I love coffee.
Well, then you have to like Russian Imperial Stout.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to.
You have
to. I'm going to have to.
Okay, because it does have
9% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, see, you only need one of them.
I'll show you something I don't like, and that's Angry Orchard Sinful Apple. Yeah. It's got cinnamon in it. That's pretty gross. I don't like it.
Yeah. sounds sweet and
it's not good. No, I'm down. Yeah. If I can get it here, I'll have to find out.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. And I'll say I'm lucky, Eric, in the sense of I have two places by me called Total Wine and More. They're literally like supermarkets, the size of supermarkets, grocery stores of nothing but alcohol and beer.
Yeah, I don't have that. I've got convenience stores the size of convenience stores that have beer.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to bring an app.
Okay. Good, because I'm out.
I'm going to empty my tank then.
Is it a makeup app?
No, no more makeup. No.
Good.
All right, here we go. It says that this app is called EstateSales.net. So when people have too much stuff and they move into a smaller house, or people pass away and their families are left with tons of crap, maybe a hoarder, maybe just somebody who buys tons of things off of HSN and never opens it and throws it in that back bedroom, which happens a lot because I go to estate sales. But this is how you can easily find every estate sale every weekend that's happening near your place. And I enjoy going to these. It's like a rummage sale, but actually with good stuff. And the ones around here, like, they'll have them a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Friday, everything in the whole place is priced. You go in there. But then Saturday, if you come like after 11, everything's 20% off. You come after 4 o'clock that day, it's 50% off. If you come on Sunday, like after 3 o'clock, whatever's left is 90% off. And
Yeah,
that's how they run them around here. So especially in the wintertime, if people are really into like rummage sales and things like that and auctions, there's not so much in the Midwest. It gets cold and you can't really do that in the wintertime, have something in your yard. Most estate sales are inside a house before they sell the house. So these go all year round usually.
Yeah, see, and this is not insulting or Eric. I seriously thought estate sales was only where you would go to try to buy that silver tea tray from the old couple that passed away, and they're just emptying out dusty cardboard boxes. I had no idea estate sales also included stuff like auctions, moving sales, and stuff like that. I had no idea.
I mean, there's definitely, you're gonna see some tea trays.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. Let's see. Okay, so I went to an estate sale last weekend. I bought them safety vests that the construction workers wear? So I bought one of them, so when I'm riding my bike at night, I won't get hit.
How much?
It came with a hat for $4. Brand new in a package.
That's pretty cheap, yeah.
What else did I buy? Oh, I bought a... All right. So I bought a large picture that you hang on the wall that shows every shipwreck of the Great Lakes that's now above my fireplace.
Okay.
What else did I get there? I don't know. I've got some great stuff at estate sales. I'm just saying. Like ladders. If you need a ladder, estate sales is a great place to get a ladder. Way cheaper.
Well, the only thing I'll say is it sounds like I can't go to these estate sales because we already have too much stuff in our house. Our garage is also loaded. We don't have any physical room for anything. And I'll say this. I hate to say this. This is the other thing I keep thinking of. This would be perfect for somebody wanting to start up an eBay store. You go, you find things that look unique, that look different, and just put them on there. Because you never know when you're going to find a lamp at a sale that costs $10 that somebody's willing to pay $80 for on eBay.
Oh, definitely. Oh, especially if you go when everything's 90% off and you're buying things for like a nickel that should cost $5. That kind of stuff happens. Yes. And I'm sure that people do that. It's a lot of work, but yeah, you can do that for sure. I bought like scroll saws, like just machinery, everything that's in some dude's garage, all his tools are going to be there. It's lawnmowers, all that stuff. Sometimes there's cars there,
Right.
Anyway, estatesales.net, buy estatesales.net shopping app, T for teen. Not sure why.
Well, why not? Really quick, I want to give a quick shout out again, Caleb Faults. Do not forget the app out there, people, Podnuts in your pocket. If you want to have all the Podnuts show notes at the drop of a dime, you just open up the app. You can go to all the notes for all the shows. We are also integrating support for live notification. So when a show goes live, you'll get a ping telling you about it. There is more features Caleb is looking at implementing. I will say provide feedback will help. If there's a million people out there, just hypothetically, that say, Caleb, I want to be able to listen to the shows that got posted, then that will become a priority for him. So if there is features in this app that you want, think of this as a soft launch. Eric, I'm going back to the Nintendo Switch. The Nintendo Switch was a completely soft launch. 80% of what that console can do, it couldn't do on day one. And there's still features that it can't do that it's going to do in like 3 or 4 months. That's how everything's done now. Soft launch. It used to be called a beta launch, whatever. Now it's a soft launch. Caleb made a agile workflow where he created an application that did one thing solidly, which gives you all the RSS feeds and all the notes to all the shows. Now he's going to keep expanding the scope of the app over time. You as a Podnutsians have a chance to have direct influence over what gets done, when it gets done, why it gets done, and how it gets done. So if you open up the app and say, what is this? Why doesn't it do X? You need to stop talking to yourself. It's not healthy. We've been through this. Go on Twitter.com, see Faults, shoot him a tweet in the description of the app on the Play Store. It also has his email address. Shoot him an email. Tell him what you would like to see and how you would like to see it. Feedback is very important. And this app, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is the future of Podnuts on Android devices. This is going to be the only way to get this type of access at right at your fingertips. So I want to give a big shout out again to Caleb. Thank you very much, sir. And I can't wait to see what this app becomes.
Yeah, thank you, Caleb. And I'll tell you what, man, Caleb's kind of on a roll. He's been putting out some apps recently. So good job, Caleb. Hey, also, since we're thanking people, I would like to thank Carlo and Jay for their Patreon contributions. Thank you, gentlemen. We really appreciate it. Anybody else who is listening to the show and likes the show, please head over to the Patreon and throw a door a bone, you know, or 5 or 10 or whatever. Basically, you can just subscribe to the show or Patreon to the show. It's a monthly payment that helps the quality of the show stay high, helps us show up, and helps all the production costs and the servers and the, you know, just the time, man, too. I've still got a couple more app store. I'm going to empty my tank unless you have something.
Well, also wanted to let everyone know that now through Patreon, we have a Discord chat server. If you are a Discord user and you want access to that app, the easy way.
Wow, Dor, that was like a direct answer to a question from a listener recently. It was like last.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. A listener asked about this and I didn't even know what a Discord was. So go ahead, Dor. I'm sorry.
So yeah, if you want a private chat room where we can hang out as Podnuts people, talk to each other, it even has a voice room where you can go in there. We can have voice conversations with other Podnutsians. And I'll say this, it is the first sanctioned place that has a NSFW room in it. And it's only because Knucklehead Tech showed up and I got to give him a place to vent. I'm just saying.
I might find my way into that room.
So if you're a kid underage and you join that Discord server and you join that room and I find out you're a kid, I'm kicking you out of the room. I'm just saying that out loud. Now, if you don't have enough money to afford being a Patreon, or you don't trust Patreon, or you don't like Patreon, but you still want to be in Discord, shoot me an email. Okay. The number one goal of Podnuts is to never hold anything back behind a paywall. Yes, you join the paywall, I'll shoot you a link immediately and you'll be supporting the network. If you don't want to be a part of that paywall, you cannot afford it. Don't skip medication to afford to pay us money. Don't avoid buying your kid that jacket he needs for another week to support us. Buy the things you need to buy. Shoot me an email, mail@podnuts.com. Say, can I get in the Discord and I'll shoot you a link, you know, period. Because we're a community. We're a family. I'm not going to hide anything behind a dollar bill.
Yeah. Okay. Well said, Dor. And I'll have to get into the Discord that way. Cause I don't give back to my own show, I guess. All right. Anyway, so this is Metal Detectors Pro by Gamma Play. This is going to be the perfect app if you want to find those metal studs in your walls, if you have metal studs. It actually works. I'll tell Dor, well, it seems like my phone's faster. And he'll be like, well, that's just, I don't know. There's some fancy big word that he always uses when I say stuff like that. It was, what is that word you always say, Dort? You always say, that's just, I don't know, speculation. I don't know, some word like that, that it's not really definitely faster because of this update, but now it seems like it, you think it is. But anyway, this does actually seem to use a sensor and work as a metal detector.
Well, but here's the problem. Here's the question.
Okay.
How the hell do you know where the sensor is on the back of your phone? How do you know it's not in the bottom right-hand corner or the top left-hand
corner? Yeah, so I'm not saying, I didn't say you can find nails in your studs. I said you can find metal studs in your wall.
Okay, so how do you know whether it's under the bottom right-hand corner of your phone or the top left-hand corner?
Well, I was holding my phone in a portrait mode, so it's only going to be this 4 inches of my phone, you know, wide. It's going to be in that area, and it does get, you know, stronger and whatever. No, accuracy may not be perfect on this. No, it's not. It's not a pinpointer. It's a phone still, and it's a.
Well, honestly, what I'm thinking is you're going to have to put your phone portrait. When it starts to go off, basically lightly draw a box around your phone and then keep dragging it until it goes away. Draw another box around your phone. Then turn your phone 90 degrees, do the same thing. Then rotate it another 90 degrees so it's portrait upside down. Draw the same thing. And wherever all those boxes intersect, this stud has to be there, is what I'm thinking. And then when you do that, then you realize, oh, my sensor is in this corner of my phone, because every phone could have it someplace different. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Now, this is totally not a stud finder. This is a metal detector. And this only works if you've got metal studs in your wall. I mean, there's buildings constructed. Doors, your house is new enough. You probably have metal studs in your walls, right? Or is it wood? I don't know. Anyway.
No, wood. I see wood.
All right. Good man. Lucky man. All right. Let's move on to the next app.
Okay, well, we've been on for an hour and a half.
I've got two more apps. I don't get to. You're just Cedor.
Okay,
you're just trying to hold me back because I got more apps than you this week. The one week,
I'm just trying to let you play BB Tan 2.
The 1 week I got more apps than you. Don't bring me down, man. This app is cool. Okay, this is called Add Text. Simply Add Text. It's by Gabbo Apps, and this app is made specifically for adding text to your pictures. Like, say, if you're going to post something for sale on Facebook or you just want to make some silly little meme.
Ding.
So this is a great way to add text. But what's nice is you can change the perspective of it. There's a lot of customization. Like, if you want it to, you know, go down the side of a wall, you can change the perspective of it so it looks like it's fading away from you or coming towards you. You can bend it.
So you can, like, keystone it.
Yeah, lots and lots of different ways to manipulate your text and many fonts and colors and things to it. So really super easy to use too.
Yeah, this is great for memes.
Yeah. All right, that was Add Text by, let me scroll up here. That was Add Text by Gabbo Apps. Rated E for Everyone Contains Ads. Last app I have for tonight is a Google app. It's in beta. I've got a 128 gigabyte phone. So I don't personally need this app, but if you got a 16 gigabyte phone or 32 gigabyte phone, you may need it. I'm not judging, but it's called Files Go Beta. Free up space on your phone unreleased by Google. So all those crappy, spammy apps that you can download from the store that supposedly do this kind of thing, here's Google's answer. Don't buy those. Don't use those. Use ours, and it goes through a number of just like different things on your phone, and it actually would work to clear up space.
Do you know like what it does?
Let me pull it up on my phone because it'll do app cache, temporary files from your apps. Like right now, I can free up 334 megabytes by just pressing that right now.
Right.
Downloaded files, I can it'll erase those. 9.41 megabytes. And these are just right from the app, one touch. It's not like you have to go digging through a bunch of settings menus or anything. I mean, you can probably get all of this stuff done other ways, but it's going to take you time and it's going to be harder to do. I'm using 28.97 gigs of my 128 gigs. So it shows you that right on top. Unused apps you haven't opened in the last 4 weeks. I can free up 428 megabytes if I press that button, get rid of them.
Good.
Large files. Like podcasts, if your podcast player is not set up correctly to delete them after so long or whatever, they'll stay on your phone along with videos and things. and like your videos are probably uploaded to Google Video. You really don't need to keep them on your phone or your Google Drive. So I could free up 715 megabytes just by getting rid of these large files. So
there's more in the description. It also says what it can do is called deduplication.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. When I see a picture on Google Plus, download it to my phone, then share it in Voxer, then share it in Messenger, technically there's three copies of that image on my phone because it saves it in Voxer, it saves it in my download folder, and then it saves it in my text message. So it can also go through your phone and dedupe files, which I can tell you now, that can save a lot of space, which that's really good. And this is the same kind of thing I said about Microsoft and Windows Defender. No company in the world should be able to compete with Microsoft if they make a proper antivirus, anti-malware solution. Because who knows Windows better than Microsoft? Let's not go to how that turned out. But in Android, nobody should know better where to look for files, what files are expendable, and how to get rid of those files in a proper way and not cause issues with your phone or your applications. No one should know better than Google. So, mm-hmm. And this app, and I'm speaking as Mark now, this app is only 6 megs big. So if you're low on space, I doubt you're going to find an app that's better suited, knows more about your device, and takes up such a small footprint in this app. This is fantastic, Eric.
Well, thank you. I saved the best for last.
Okay.
My last app.
I installed it.
Good. All right.
Very cool. Yeah, because I did hear about this app, but only in articles. Files Go is coming to Google. Okay. How do I need another file manager for? I didn't understand. I thought it was just a file manager.
Right.
So now I know it's much better.
Yeah. I had no idea what it was either at first. But sometimes I just like to go to Google and see what they have too, because sometimes they'll just drop stuff that you don't even see in covered anywhere that just is new.
Yeah, I once in a while just go to Google Play, look for any Google app, scroll down apps also made by Link, and click more and look at every app made by Google. Just because beginning to start, you're going to see apps in that list you didn't even realize were apps. You're going to see apps in that list that you're going to look at, what the hell is this? And you click on it, you'll never need it in your life. Mm-hmm. But I also guarantee you there'll be at least one app in that list you're going to think, oh, they have an app for that. And then you install it and it's going to actually work.
Yeah. Well, Dor, is there anything else you want to say to the folks?
I want to thank everyone for their support. I want to thank Josh. I want to thank Swinging Door in the chat room. The last 4 weeks or so, Eric, he has given us the show title like 3 out of the 4 weeks. If you listened to this show and you said this show should have been called blah blah blah, well, if you come out to the show live Thursday nights 9 p.m. New York time, hang out in the chat at podcast.com, click on shows live Android App Addicts, you can help naming this show as well, because my speech had issues for 80% of my life. My show naming capability still suffers. So I always need help.
Yeah. So for now, until the future that we do not see at this point, we will be taking the show titles directly from our chat room. And if you want a piece of naming one of these shows, come out and listen live and get in on some of that. So far, Josh, tonight, and it's kind of fun because our chat room, if you've never been there, you can make a name to be called. And somehow Chad from the Maker's Show is in our chat room as just the word "the." And so tonight, Josh is Swinging Door, which he's always, like last week, he was Ardini's Army. So it's a real fun place. It helps us during the show. Sometimes it's distracting to us because I'll just start laughing at something I read in there, but most of the time it's a help. So I want to invite you guys to all come here, go there and try to help us name the shows. And thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. I think actually we had a listener today, somebody locally actually hit me up. He's like, hey, how do I find your podcast and Podcast Addict? And then right back, like 2 seconds later, he's like, oh, never mind, I found it. I got something to listen to today. So I actually may have a local listener, which is kind of cool. So if he listens, he may not be listening to this one because he was listening to last week, but it may have been a one hit wonder, but we'll see.
Gotcha. And don't forget, people, if you want to send us a voicemail, 707-6-PODNUT. That's 707-6-PODNUT. And if you want to shoot us an email, it's aaa@podnuts.com. Do not forget, PodNUT's in your pocket. Download it, click it, look at the notes, click the links, install the apps, become addicts just like us.
All right, well, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, guys.
My name is Jeff Houch. I'm the host of PodNUT's The Computer Repair Podcast, where we take live calls on the air to answer your questions on running and operating your computer repair business every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can check it out over at podnuts.com/computer repair podcast live.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.